Listener Production.
A man accused of threatening paramedics with a knife calls for more support for our veterans on the mid-north coast, and one of the region's most luxurious properties hits the market. Today's weather mostly fine across the coast, heading for tops of 23 degrees in both Coffs and Port. I'm Cherie Coleman and this is Mid-North Coast Local News. A 19-year-old man's been charged after allegedly threatening paramedics with a knife. Paramedics were called to Moreland, just south of Kew, in the early hours of yesterday morning. It's alleged the man produced a knife and threatened them, also producing a knife when police attended. He was eventually subdued with the use of OC spray and a taser and faced Port Macquarie Court yesterday. In other police news, Strikeforce police have arrested a man at the Kempsey Correctional Centre as part of investigations into an alleged arson attack in Sydney back in January. A restaurant in Strathfield went up in flames. The 40-year-old man, along with a 23-year-old man who was arrested at Silverwater, has been charged with destroying property by fire. Investigations are continuing. The Mid-North Coast has the highest number of veterans in the state, but the federal member for Cowper doesn't believe they're getting anywhere near enough support. It comes after funds allocated to the Veteran Wellbeing Network under the previous government have been redistributed. Pat Conaghan saying money for Soldier on Australia's Pathway program has also been pulled.
Now, this should be above politics. This should be above any squabbling between Labor and the Coalition. You should look at the data and say, well, Pat Conaghan has the most veterans in his electorate. He needs the proper support for them. We will fund a veteran centre. But disgracefully, they took that away and now they've taken away the Pathway programs.
Meantime, the state government's come under fire over the passage of its water bill in Parliament this week. Shadow Minister for Regional New South Wales, Dugald Saunders, questioning the decision not to ensure regional water utilities, along with the Sydney and Hunter Water Corporations, are unable to be privatised.
I can't tell you why people aren't getting the same in regions as they are in Sydney, and that's one of the questions I've put to the Minns Labor government. What we've seen here is an opportunity to show for the Premier that he would govern for all of New South Wales, not just for Newcastle, Sydney and Wollongong. He's failed in that very first attempt and he's left regional New South Wales behind.
Meantime, the government has since agreed to establish a parliamentary inquiry that will examine what can be done to safeguard and support other regional water utilities. The Weather Bureau has released its long-term winter forecast for the mid-north coast. Temperatures are going to be warmer than usual, while we're also looking at below-average rainfall over the next 3 months. And it's easily one of the most luxurious properties on the mid-north coast, and it's up for sale. A mansion at Sapphire Beach, owned by former mining billionaire Nathan Tinkler, has hit the market. All up, the property has 15 bedrooms, 15 bathrooms and room for 7 cars with sprawling ocean views. There's talk it could fetch $30 million. Checking sport now, a chance for the Comets to bounce back in the Group 2 season. They host Maxville this weekend for their mental health round. Vice President Emma Spencer saying the initiative is all about raising awareness.
At the moment, currently Coffs Harbour has one of the highest men's suicide rates in New South Wales. So we're trying to, you know, have an informal way, a fun day to get the conversation out there and help people, you know, talk about how they're feeling.
If you need help, you can always call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Elsewhere in round 6 of Group 2, the Roosters and Ghosts face off in Nambucca Heads. Bellingen play Sawtell and the Rebels and Seahorses go head-to-head at McKittrick Park.